All right, let's go to Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Jalen the camera. Not taking any accountability.
Well, that's more like Carson. Jalen, I think Jalen takes more accountability than Carson did. Maybe. Oh, by the way, you know what?
Jalen takes accountability. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, Mike.
Very accountable.
Mike, I'm going to play a great piece of audio after your call that I found fascinating said yesterday by one of the players about accountability. We're going to get to that in a moment. But give me what you got today, dude.
All right. I actually love what I heard out of Vic Fangio. So me, I'm an old school guy. And what I hear from him is they're pretty excited about Bryce. I think that they see that this kid's got incredible potential. I think they're actually downplaying it. I love when you're an old school guy and you throw a challenge out there. That's what I think it is. Yeah, I'm with you, Richie. I think it's like, no, we think this kid is going to be a rock star. And we're just going to keep pushing him. So I don't look at that at all as they're being nervous about his talent and about what he can do. I think this kid is going to be. We're going to forget Reddick in one season. We're going to forget Reddick in half a season. So that's how I heard Fangio.
Okay. Well, that's certainly hopeful. I also viewed it as a challenge from an old school guy. I didn't think it was as heavy or negative. I didn't view this as a negative in any way.
No, I didn't hear it all, you know, oh, he's a good kid, he tries, like, I didn't hear all this, like, stupid fluffy stuff. It was like, no, we're going to challenge him, we see things in him that maybe he doesn't see yet.
Well, clearly, Mike, I'll say this, clearly in the limited ways we've heard Vic Fangio, you know, for a couple press conferences now, going back to the offseason, he clearly is not going to just prop up a player because, you know, that's what most coaches
exactly
these days do. Like, he'll definitely lay guys out more to bear. Now, whether he was really going old school and doing the Bill Parcells, I'm going to call this guy out to push him thing, which is not something any coach around here with the Eagles has done since at least before Andy Reid. I mean, maybe Ray did it. I don't remember. But, I mean,
I don't know about that.
Well, Chip.
I wouldn't put it past a guy like Jim Schwartz.
Well, no, I meant head coach. Jim Schwartz did it. His comment about Bradham that one time, act like a dumbass at some point. What was the comment? If you act like a dumbass at some point, I'm going to think you are a dumbass.
If you keep acting like a dumbass at a certain point, you'll be a dumbass.
But let's acknowledge, in the last, like this century, that's a fairly rare comment from an Eagles coach. Most have followed the lead of the head coach who just, you know.
And it's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very refreshing.
I love it.
I do too, Mike. Mike, give me a great answer. With the Olympics going on, other than Jesse Owens and Miracle on Ice, the next biggest Olympic thing ever.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
There you go.
A good answer. That's fun.
That's funny. Ain't going to win, but fair enough. Hey, let's get to today's Twitter poll question. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, so the poll question related to the Olympics. Which of these four sports are you most looking forward to watching this Summer Olympics? John, what's your answer here? Is it A, basketball?
No.
B, gymnastics? C,
no, but I love that.
Yep. C, swimming or diving?
I'm really into
swimming,
it.
Swimming and
I was
diving.
A swimmer. Did you know that?
Yeah, you've mentioned it before. You played every sport. Yeah.
I did. Every sport except baseball.
Really? Yeah. How do you have time? I mean, there's only three seasons.
I would go to multiple practices a night.
You would?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't play for two teams in the same season, right?
Yeah.
Not for your school, right?
No, as a little kid, you know. Like,
okay, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure, like, we don't have to dock your team banners down from the rafters.
Well, no, but I've always wondered that because he's
ineligible.
Like, I played soccer.
Well,
I played football. I played basketball.
When I was in high school, I did soccer, spring club soccer, while I was also doing track.
So instead of baseball.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I got you. Club instead of – I got you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And indeed, John, track and field. Is that your thing?
Track and field is where it's at for me.
James, which is your this year? Because it can vary by year. I mean, the other three are normally pretty similar, but basketball relates to who's on the team that given year. What's your answer this year, James?
Yeah, the Embiid thing makes basketball exciting. For me, it's more of a different type of answer this year because my daughter has been doing gymnastics for the last year and a half or so, and she's, like, so pumped to watch, like, the floor routine, all that stuff. So for me, this specific year, because of my daughter, it'll be gymnastics.
Yeah, that's nice. And listen, gymnastics gets the highest rating. I mean, there's a reason why NBC typically puts it on. If they can influence the scheduling, you know, from 8 to 11 at night.
I mean, I think for the decameraphilon, we should have a rhythmic gymnastics event.
Rhythmic? No.
Yeah, rhythmic.
No.
Can you imagine,
like,
Joe?
Like the thing with ribbons?
Yeah.
And stuff?
The
like
rhythmic. The camera. With the ribbon.
Well, that's the only thing I'd have a shot
on the floor with that routine.
Well, it's like Will Ferrell in Old School.
Yes.
But at least I could do that. I couldn't do the rings. I couldn't do the bar.
That's what I'm saying. You could do it.
I couldn't do the
flips.
We saw
Will Ferrell do it.
Crazy.
You could do it, too. And I think it would be quite the competition.
All right. So Devin White said something yesterday that I loved on a lot of levels. He sounds like a big-time leader. But we also had a caller calling about 5 minutes ago talking about Jalen Hurts and accountability. I want to play this audio. I thought it was really good stuff. Obviously, Devin White played for Tampa last year. Obviously, he was part of that team that kicked the Eagles' butt in the playoffs. So that's referenced here.
Multiple times. He has been on the team who kicked
us. But last year's team is similar to this year's team, and it should not have happened like that. Mm-hmm. Here's Devin White yesterday. This is really good.
You're on the other side. The last game last year with Tampa Bay on the winning side. What did you see from the Eagles at that point? And have you talked to any teammates and said, hey, what happened to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of things going wrong at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? For them, man. And, you know, for us, you know, me being on another team, a lot of things going wrong at the right time, you know. I don't feel like we got the same version that we got in week three. You know, I feel like I don't know what was going on. I really don't care. I don't want to lean on the past. You know, I just want to be a better football team this year and contribute whatever way I can. And, you know, that's what a lot of, you know, talking me, Jalen, and AJ, we got a group message, you know, and I named it accountability. You know, just how can we pull one another up and what do you need from me? And obviously vice versa with them, just so this can be a better team and those things don't happen. Because at the end of the day, it's a long season. But, I mean, the one thing we've been talking about is one day at a time, you know, how can we be better and just make sure we're pushing everybody and bringing somebody along, not just, you know, getting on to them, but just bring somebody with you. You know, if you're a great player, you know, show them how to be a great player, and we have more great players on the team.
Hey,
how great is that?
Were we concerned about who was going to pick up the lead on the defensive side of the football?
We just found
out. I think we know our answer now. This guy is, as the mic, you know, accustomed to being in charge to some degree. He's a guy who, in many cases, is going to wear a green dot. But, man, he's taking it by the reins. It's full force. This sounds like this is something that has been discussed. You know, this is part of the process of bringing him here. Devin, we need you to take over. Yeah. We need you to make this defense your own and bring everyone else along.
I agree, John. As long as he's athletically gifted enough still, then you know you have a leader. Like, what I just heard there reminded me of, for instance, like Takeo Spikes when he came here. Now, the problem was Takeo Spikes couldn't play that much anymore, so he wasn't very good anymore. But what I just heard is an adult. I just heard a guy that's a follow-me guy.
I have Kevlar in my arm because of Takeo Spikes.
He was a great player, man.
He
just wasn't great here. But so, and the fact that, because let's not lose sight of what he said. All right, Devin White, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown.
That part there.
Group text message.
He included himself.
Accountability.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
He
included himself, and he said, what do you need from me? He's talking about the defensive side of the football. I am the de facto leader.
Yeah.
What do you need from me? So that we are where you are as a, you know, as an offensive side of the ball, with we as the defense, I am the representative. How are we going to get this thing done this year? I love the way this is packaged. I love the way it sounds.
There was a lot that came out from Eagles camp yesterday, and we were there. It was great to be there. I will tell you what we just played to me, while it wasn't the biggest story in headlines, in my opinion, should be the biggest story. We just heard the guy that without saying it, is basically stepping up as the leader of the football team. He didn't say, I'm the leader, but he's the leader of the defense, and he's right there with Jalen and AJ trying to work to bring the whole team together. And the group text thread is called accountability. That, to me, is the biggest headline from yesterday. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, team. How's it going?
Great, Ed.
So I read an article in The Athletic, but I think it was Brooks Kabina, who talked about, you know, the conditioning, accountability, Jordan Mailata and Cam Jurgens running wind sprints. And there was a section on Jordan Davis, which I found interesting. And he said something about, well, now I'm in better shape and I'm not as tired. You know, I'm able to bend and, you know, get better leverage. But when I get tired, that's when my technique starts to, like, slack off. And I just think the PR guy needs to kind of get with him and say, hey, man, rather than say that, you should, when I get tired, that's when I really need to dial in my technique and focus. And, you know, I just think.
Well, sure.
Yeah, ultimately, that's a coaching issue. More than, I get your point, PR, how you present it to the public. But what really matters is how you actually play. And you would think the coaching staff, you know, hearing that, knowing that, would get on them.
Ultimately, I'm positive that this staff, this defensive staff with Vic Fangio sitting at the top of it, is not going to baby this guy the way he got babied the last 2 years. And don't get it wrong. He must have been babied if he's only playing 20 snaps a game. Like, it feels like this guy
Unless they didn't think he had a chance.
I don't think maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
You know,
like, and that's a shame.
You play. Let's be real. Coaches play who they trust.
Yep. I mean, that's, yeah, you're right. You're right. We're going to find out. We're going to find out this year because it's been pointed out exactly what the issue was. And it was conditioning above all else. And he addressed it.
Look,
we'll see if it sticks.
The really good news about Jordan Davis's career so far is for about six games we saw he can do it at a pretty high level. Now, not that high, because if it was that high, he'd play,
no
40,
pun intended,
he'd play 45
hold
snaps.
Hold on. No pun intended. He does it. He did it at a high level.
Well,
what he did, it really is. Like, he stood there.
Yeah.
He is gigantic.
He's tall.
He did a nice job of being gigantic to stop the run. There were a few times where he would fire out. It looked impressive.
He was moving, though.
Yeah, but it was for such short periods of time.
Point.
It's just not enough.
It's not enough.
We need more, significantly more, like three times more.
Yeah.
Triple what you did production-wise.
I agree, John.
And that's where we need to be to start this season.
I agree. Hey, Ed, give me your point on the Phillies.
I really tried to beat the drum on Brandon Marsh for all season. I don't know if I can do it anymore if his strikeout rate's this high.
Yeah,
I don't think he's fully healthy.
You and me both.
That's really kind of concerning to me because I really thought he would. I mean, maybe he still can. I just don't think he's fully. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're not fully healthy, it could probably, like, you know, take away from your concentration, especially against lefties. Which
you
is
know, Ed, I've heard that shoulder is worse than they're letting on. So
it must.
In a certain way, that's kind of a good thing.
The alligator arm that he pulled off was one of the worst I've ever seen.
It was bad.
It's got to be because he felt like he was going to hit the wall and it's hurt.
So, Ed, hopefully he is kind of banged up and can then become not banged up and then be a better player. I would say his season has been a disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And when you consider where he was around, and I'm just going to pick a date, like April 20th, when he had been one of the hottest fills for the first 3 weeks.
I was trying to find my City Connect Brandon Marsh jersey for a long time.
Well, even just like 2-3 weeks ago, John, remember you and I were talking about how he's pretty underrated. He was playing really well. And I agree. Now it's really hard to be a Brandon Marsh play every day defender right now.
Yep. All right, Ed, give me a great answer. Biggest Olympic moment ever is which one?
I can't watch this without sobbing. It's Derek Redmond in the 400-meter semifinal ripping his hamstring and his dad helping him finish.
That was an amazing
Such
moment.
Such a good answer,
that
man.
That was an amazing, amazing,
like,
amazing
one of
moment.
The great videos I've seen in a long, long, long time.
All